This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
My life hasn't been what you probably think it has. We all have our struggles.
Have you ever been in love?
A long, long time ago. You?
So many times, yeah. All the time.
Welcome to the future. Life is good, but it can be better. And why shouldn't it be? All you need is to want it. Think about finally having everything you always wanted.
I can save today, but you can save the world.
Steve.
Diane.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are going into the world of Wonder Woman.
Woo.
Yeah. I don't have much of an intro. It's been a while. Athena is back.
Yay.
Oh, you know what? Get closer.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Your voice sometimes, yeah. I'm like too loud and then everybody else is back here. There you are.
Better.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, good. So thank you for coming back on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's readers. I have this problem with readers. Can we talk? Wonder Woman, can you please fix my eyes? What powers do you have aside from Truth Lasso and ridiculously strong...
Everything.
And by the way, can I say, people in superhero movies are now incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Like, to the point of ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the old TV show, yeah. She used to be able to, like, pick
lift
up a rock and be, like, a fake boulder. But now, she can fly. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
There are no limits.
No, it's crazy. But anyway, with this, so we're doing Wonder Woman 1984, which is the sequel to... What was the first one? The new Wonder Woman movies.
Just Wonder Woman, I think.
Okay. Well, because I'll go with me. I'll talk a little bit myself. I grew up loving... I mean, Wonder Woman... I was obsessed with Wonder Woman when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The TV show. Linda Carter. So, like, I just loved that show.
Yes.
And then I was so excited when they were actually going to do Wonder Woman because there's all these Batman movies and there's so many versions of all these other superheroes. And I was like, finally, thank you.
Yeah. And how perfect is Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman?
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great. But you tell me, you picked this movie.
I did.
Well, I've been throwing the superhero theme because you last time I think we talked a little bit about how you like superhero movies, too.
I do. Yeah.
But why this one specifically? Was there a reason or you just
Ooh.
Saw it?
Well, I was torn because I was going to go... X-Men movies.
Right, which we did talk about one time.
Yeah, so I was really torn when you asked me, but I had just recently watched Wonder Woman 1984 and was just like hit to my core by it. So there's just so many themes and layers in that one that I felt like are really relevant to what our world is facing right now.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and like the whole media component, like as we are watching the media completely present narratives to the people, it's really fascinating to watch a movie and to watch this figure, this one figure in this movie that's striving to gain control of the media so that he can gain control of the world.
Yeah.
And I think that just said it all.
No, I loved it. I was actually really surprised. And I was also like, Kristen Wiig, how did I not know that?
She's amazing.
I love her so much.
Like to see her go from nerdy to sexy cat villain.
I always want her to be funny, though, and that's kind of my problem.
I know.
But she's like, she has a little bit of funny, but then she's not.
Yeah, she was cray.
There's some great scenes in this movie. I might have to go home and rewatch it now that we're talking about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so everyone that's listening, let me do my usual spiel. I'll give you the details of this movie. If you're like, what are you guys talking about? I mean, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's Wonder Woman. I mean,
everybody go watch it now.
Yeah. Go watch it. It's fun, especially if you're a lady. Why can't I find that? I'm on IMDb. Okay. Directed by Patty Jenkins. Written, I can't speak, by Patty Jenkins, Geoff Johns, Dave Callahan. Stars Gal Gadot. Is that how you say her name?
I think it's Gal Gadot, I think.
Is she Israeli?
She is.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry if I'm saying your name wrong.
Yeah.
Chris Pine, and of course, like we just said, Kristen Wiig. Amazing.
So great.
So this movie it's 1984. I'm going to read what they wrote on IMDb because this isn't right in front of me. So I'll look. Now I'm reading without my readers. What's going on with my eyeballs? Oh,
maybe they're improving right now.
Is that what's happening? It's the truth is coming out. No, it's a little blurry, so I'll put them back on. In 1984, after saving the world in Wonder Woman 2017, the immortal Amazon warrior, Princess Diana of, please, why are these words so hard? Themyscira? What, can you read this? What is this?
Themyscira?
Oh, yeah, she can see it. So. Thank you.
I'm looking at it.
Dempsey's helping us out. Finds herself trying to stay under the radar working as an archaeologist at the Smithsonian Museum. It's a little bit Indiana Jones for me there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was digging that.
I loved that.
Right? With the memory of the brave U.S. pilot, Captain Steve Trevor, etched on her mind, Diana Prince becomes embroiled in a sinister conspiracy of global proportions when a transparent golden yellow citrine gemstone catches the eye of the power-hungry entrepreneur Maxwell Lord. Now, as a dear old friend from the past miraculously enters the picture, and Barbara Minerva, Kristen Wiig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Diana's insecure
gemologist
mm-hmm. colleague, thank you, I feel like I'm in school. Where the teacher's helping me read my passage. You know, where they're like, Tiffany, can you read paragraph 3? Suddenly, deceit, greed, and false promises catapult Maxwell into the limelight. I need all the help I can get. More and more cataclysmic events push the world to the brink, and emotionally vulnerable Diana must address a cruel dilemma. Can mighty Wonder Woman save humankind once again? She can.
Yeah,
she always does.
She does.
She seems to.
Yeah.
But joking aside, there were some interesting, which is why I think you love, I'm going to guess this is why you love these kind of movies too, is that on the surface, like superhero movies and like even, you know, X-Men, they seem very like, oh, they're for kids and good guy, bad guy. But there's always these, I don't really think so. I think there's actually very deep and very serious themes in these films and these stories and these comics. And for me, I was, you know, instantly just the concept of greed came up, and just also, because in the very beginning, it's like, people wanting what they want, right? So it's this idea of like, you can have anything you want. Exactly. I'm going to give it to you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Just ask. And then also, like love is also a theme, like you said from the first one.
Yeah.
And then also this theme that comes out later, which is kind of, the movie went all over the place, but then this concept of truth, which happens in the very first part of the movie. So maybe we should start there, which is this little badass kid is in this competition, by the way, amazing, with all of these big badass women, and she's going to like compete.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was unreal.
That was awesome.
I know. And I was like, oh, they're going to let her win.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I thought they were, because she was so little and she was like, I thought she was winning it. And I thought, oh, she had one mistake. I think she should still win. That's the mother
in me. And I was
kind
of questioning that too. I'm like, did she really?
Like, if it was my kid, I would be like, okay, you won.
Did she really take a shortcut? Because
Like,
I don't think she knew she
was. It was questionable if that was actually a shortcut.
And they were like, honesty must always be.
Yeah, but I love that lesson was the whole. Yeah, like sometimes we have to learn an uncomfortable lesson, but we learn it, and then from that point on, she's ingrained with that lesson.
That was, I mean, I agree. I saw the point they were trying to make for later in the film.
Right.
But I did think, like, I thought I was watching her just follow her intuition.
Yeah. Yeah, and be clever.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like, there's something to be said for being clever and thoughtful, which she did in the end of the movie as well, to win. against what's his name.
She did. She was thinking outside the box.
She had to. Yeah. She had to be smart.
She's very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have one criticism of this new Wonder Woman. Can we go there? I'm spoiled by the old, and this might be an old DC comic thing, but like, you know, because Superman, Wonder Woman, they're all in the same category of this type of these type of superheroes. But in the old Wonder Woman, when she was working, she was very nerdy. She did not look cool. She had like the
like Clark Kent.
Yes, she had like,
she was like the female
the
version
suit
of Clark
and
Kent.
The glasses, and then she would be like, and then she was like a goddess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, she's a goddess all the time.
Yeah, even like with her glasses.
She just looks amazing all the time. I was like, that's not fair. She should look ugly for a few minutes, and then she looks amazing in
this
the outfit.
This one, she was like so sexy. I was like, damn, like that's supposed to look like the 80s, but I would totally wear that today.
Oh, right?
Like everything she wore in that movie, I was like.
So true.
I want that. Those pencil skirts.
Oh, man.
The sexy button downs tucked in with the high waist. Yeah, her style in this movie, too.
It's crazy.
I also love that very much.
Well, she just doesn't. She's gorgeous. She can do no wrong.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Please
the
talk.
The other thing
about
this movie was, like, even just reading the storyline right now, but as I was watching it, I was like, oh, my God. Coming from the metaphysical world.
Yeah, that's why I want you here.
Yeah.
Bring it. Yes.
Right? So the movie centered on this gem. This citrine crystal that is this sacred object that's been imbued with this power. And in the metaphysical world, citrine is actually a stone used for manifestation.
Is it really?
Yes.
So they know what they're doing here.
They know what they're doing. So when I was watching, I was like, oh my God, what? Like they chose citrine and these symbols and all these things. These are very real things, right?
Wow.
So watching how symbols have been passed down, like, there's a lot in Mayan tradition that's passed down historically. If you really go over to the Smithsonian, like, I love the gem exhibit at the Smithsonian. When I saw it in the movie, I remember spending many days there when I lived in DC.
Wow.
And I would just walk the halls of the gem exhibits because they're so powerful, right? But when you start to study, like, Egyptology and ancient Mayan civilization and kind of the relics and the magical properties that they imbued certain objects with, a lot of this is based in some truth, what they did in the movie. So that struck me right away. But then we're also in this time in our world where a lot of people are waking up and
know,
a lot of people are becoming
that.
Like really spiritually conscious, and a lot of people are on this big kick about manifesting, right?
Manifesting, like, is big right now.
It's
Gabby.
Huge. It's huge. It's all over TikTok. Like, I have a teenager, and he's always like, oh, I watched this manifesting video on TikTok. And I'm like, what?
I know, it's crazy.
So there are all these videos now all over YouTube, you know, Instagram. It's becoming such a big thing. And these are principles that work. Right. So as our people, right, humanity is becoming more aware again of their power, we're facing a very real potential for what happened in this movie, because people
you
can
think
manifest.
So?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, we can manifest literally anything.
OK, well, there we are.
Yeah. Like, if you want to be the president, you could manifest that. We know someone
who's
really good at manifesting, who just became president. A few years ago.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Probably didn't know he was doing it.
He's a boss at manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he knew he was doing
it. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So crazy.
I know, it's crazy. So for that to show up in this movie, I was like, oh my gosh, just to see those themes and to see what happens when those who are not as aware or those who are living in a state of fear, right, when they choose to manifest, what happens? Right, when they choose to manifest, when they're not in touch with certain values and principles, what manifests?
Can I ask what your? Now we're off the movie, of course, as usual. Forget this movie. Let's talk about this now. Well, you're right. The movie does show and this is the one thing with movies like, you know, these kinds of movies, is that everything's extreme, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the whole point. But so. What do you think? I mean, manifesting, what is your feel on that?
Yeah.
Like, I guess the reason I'm asking is I've personally been listening. I just, before we started recording, I was saying I've been listening to Eckhart Tolle just by accident. I don't even know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think as I'm getting older, I do see that, like, I spent so much of my life trying to orchestrate what I want. You know, you get so focused on this, mm-hmm. and then there's a piece where you kind of just step out a little bit and you're like, oh, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to get.
Yeah.
The difference between that full force of like, this is what I want and this is how I'm going to get it, instead of realizing like, well, why do you want that?
Mm-hmm. The why is so important.
It's so important. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing a little bit at Eckhart because he has an episode, if everyone's listening to me, I'm talking about Eckhart Tolle podcast. Oprah, of course, is blasting that. But he was like talking about his personal journey of awakening.
Yeah.
And then at one point he was just like, I became so present I didn't care about anything. Like, he just didn't care at all.
Same.
Right. Literally at all Been about there. Anything. Yeah. Like, succeed at nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is just, you're just so in the moment. You don't really feel the need to want anything.
That's why I can't smoke weed. Like, I can't, because I already don't really care. And then if I smoke weed, I literally just don't care. Like, will not get
That's
up.
That's so funny.
Don't care to eat.
Yeah, like, you're just like, you give...
I already don't care too much
I know,
to eat.
Right. So what is that? So I wonder if that's... Well, and also the piece that, like, when you go through heart... Suffering is
right.
is what is one of the catalysts for people Ooh. To awaken. Because
yes.
through our suffering, we lose the ego. You know, this is a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. But the ego gets taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can step behind that finally, and you can start to, like, you
emerge.
Know, you stop with this whole, I need this. You know, you're finally like, huh,
you should.
Okay. Yes.
It's beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how can we relate that to this story?
Mm.
Or maybe I'm just making something
no,
up. But
I love that.
I will say
that.
So in the movie, we'll talk a little mm-hmm. bit. So Wonder Woman, they show this beginning piece of her having this, you know, this kind of like memory almost
mm-hmm.
of her experience, like trying to win something and then having to accept the truth mm-hmm. of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go into her present day, 84. Great time, by the way. Just love the 80s. And then
that's the year I was born.
Is it really?
It is.
Wow. I'm not going to tell you when I was born.
You don't know.
I'm just kidding. 1973. Everybody write it down. How old was I when
Everybody
I was watching?
Write it down.
Do the math right now.
Right.
Sorry. So. Well, okay. So then we have this kind of guy that presents.
Mm-hmm.
She's just doing her job. There's a couple different storylines. We have Wonder Woman at her job. She's working at the Smithsonian. She's busy saving people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
She's decided not to find love in her life. She's living a kind of isolated existence. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the friend at work that she meets this woman and they become friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this guy who is obsessed with greed and wanting to become mm-hmm. like important.
Mm-hmm.
He wants this gemstone.
Maxwell Lord.
I know what Maxwell Lord. He's like, doesn't want to be a loser, basically.
Yeah.
Like, his whole thing is about presenting
right.
something, like,
mm-hmm.
which then it gets out of hand with this gemstone thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that they, I don't want to go too far down
no,
this
go.
Track
I'm
yet,
just kind of briefing
I love
along.
That they brought up his childhood.
Yeah, that
right,
was kind of cool.
To help you to have compassion for who he was and why he became that way, because I think that's very common in humanity, that those who have that level of greed feel that extreme pressure to be the best or to be on top. Usually it's stemming from some void in their own childhood.
Yeah.
And so if we're aware of that, we can have compassion for them.
It was kind of, it made me cry at the end, actually.
Yeah, knowing his story.
Well, when his son was like, he was like, Dad, I just love you because you're my dad.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be anything.
You don't have to prove anything.
Yeah, I cried because I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we do, I think parents, that's a whole other, but struggling with like.
Just be, yeah.
Yeah, like, did you do a good job?
Yeah.
You know, are you doing it right?
Trying to be the best parent and yeah.
Yeah, different thing, but similar.
But he wasn't even focused on being the best parent. He was focused on, you know, riches and providing, which I think also a lot of parents get kind of locked in on the the focus on providing, myself included.
Do you?
And then we have to kind of reel it back in to, wait a second, I'm rearing these humans and this time is limited with them.
So true.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we can't get that time back, which he learns in the end.
Man.
So beautiful. Wow. Yeah, so many themes, right? Themes
so do you, yeah, so parenting. Talk about the manifesting.
Okay, so on the manifesting, I love that you brought up ego. You brought up, you know, curiosities around the why. Like, why
right.
do I want this, right? And so in the beginning of the movie, Wonder Woman's character, Diana, she unintentionally intends, right, makes her wish.
Yeah, not realizing
it.
By just
kind of thinking about it so intently in her heart and how much she, you know, how much she loved this person and how much she wanted to be with him. She didn't set out thinking, I wish for him to return, right? Like, throughout the movie, people would verbalize their wish. And throughout the movie, the main character, Maxwell, would speak out a wish for others with such intent because he had something he desired. So God, when he spoke crazy. It out and his desire was so strong, he could manifest for himself and others. That really can happen. And Diana's character, she didn't even speak it out, right? I know, right? Like, she just thought it and
she
felt it.
She just felt it, yeah.
So those are all actual principles in manifesting, right? Creating or attracting what it is that we want. Spoken word, right? Like the power of actual intention.
Yeah.
But also just feeling the thing that you want with such intensity can bring it to you. So I thought that was really interesting that that was tied in with the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, there's just so many. So to watch her from her heart manifest this person that she loved back into reality, right? And then for this man to manifest success and all these things for his business, but you watch the polarity of their experiences. His is spinning out of control because his is based in greed. She's having a pretty positive experience with the person who she brought in because she brought it in with love.
And then we got Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, and then we have Kristen Wiig.
Who's kind of in the middle of the two.
Right.
Yeah.
Until she spins out of control. So she starts with basically.
Sorry, I need tissue. I'm always sneezing or crying or sweating in here.
Ooh, there you go.
I don't know why.
Bring it on. Release, release, release.
Is that what it is?
But yeah, Kristen Wiig's character. Wow. So she was someone who wanted to be beautiful so badly and wanted friends and wanted respect and she wanted all these things and she got them and she got to enjoy them. But then what happened was fear came in. And as soon
Can you pinpoint that? Because I'm trying to remember.
So the fear came in at the potential to lose what she had gained. So as soon as she thought that she was going to lose what she gained, that she might have to give it back, she went off the rails.
I was trying to remember when that happened.
Yeah, it was as soon as Wonder Woman went to her and said, hey, like, we have to give our wishes back.
Oh, right.
And then she just switched to evil and she wanted more and more and more.
She was pretty nasty, even just like when she walked outside and kicked that guy's ass.
Yeah, she started turning. Yeah.
Right, because she had this power and she was like pissed at the world, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been. I don't know. What's the word? She's, I don't know. Just kind of like abused by the world. Like people just not seeing her or dismissing her or, you know, something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she took it really far with him too.
Yeah. And that's very similar to the main character where they came from these backgrounds where they were dismissed or disrespected or hurt, you know, betrayed, made fun of by others, shamed. So all that energy that was undealt with inside of them when they came into power, it like blew up, right?
Wow.
So
yeah,
that's something too that I think is a really important teaching for everyone is to be aware of the importance of doing your work and dealing with your shit.
Oh boy.
Right?
Because everyone, I'm sorry. She said it. You have to work on your shit.
That's my work. That's what I do. help people work on their
She'll help you, though. Athena will help you.
Because...
But you should work... You're right. We do need to work on our shit.
We do.
We do. Because I don't want to kick... Well, it's do want to kick people's asses, but not in a mean way.
Yeah, it's, you know...
Just at the boxing gym with Taiki. 302 Fit and Functional. Shout out.
Oh, I heard about that. We'll have to talk about that another time.
Sidebar. Sorry, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, but it's true. It's like all those things that lie dormant inside and undealt with, you know? It's like the fire gets lit, you know? Or it's like a trigger on like a bomb almost, and then it explodes. And you watch this movie and you see how the greed... came out of it for multiple people.
Well, I think that's the piece of this movie that I love is you see how out of control it gets.
Yeah.
And they even play a little around with it. Like, and it's not, it's funny, but it's not, right?
Right.
Where
right.
like at the end, it gets to the point where, well, when he takes it on the TV,
yeah,
where everybody can get anything they want and they don't realize this. And within, that's the funniest montage of the movie, where like the woman's like waiting tables and she's like, I just wish I was famous. And then all these people come running in and they're like, oh my God.
And
she's like, terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the people get into an argument, but then another place to get the behind the counter, and he's like, I wish he would just drop dead. And then he does.
And then he does.
I'm like,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Just got
that's
out of
like,
hand. That's
whoa,
crazy.
Right?
It was funny, but it was just like
right.
showing you how extreme it can get.
And very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very
if
quickly.
People's words had the power.
Oh, their words do have the power.
Right. And I think. I do believe that too, mm-hmm. like the words, the things we say to ourselves and to other people, like mm-hmm. our words, and that's
our
like,
fears.
To me, that's also the five agreements.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Is what was the
totally.
One of them
be
is...
Be impeccable with your word.
Be impeccable with your word. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. So that to me was that.
So important.
So interesting. And so, yeah, so literally people are just...
Yeah.
It's happening everywhere.
And
yeah.
I think that speaks so much to, like, I was speaking to a group a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, somewhere recently, about the crisis in the Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Right? So
yeah.
I had a lot of clients that were texting me, like, and asking, hey, you know, I feel really anxious about this. I'm
right.
afraid. What can you tell me about this? Can you speak to this? I had someone ask me, like, can you post something about this? You know, so I did. I posted a short video on my Instagram. It's like a 5-minute video on it. but what I reminded everyone in the video was to watch Wonder Woman 1984.
That's awesome. Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Because I
everyone
said, listen.
Everyone, please watch it.
Like,
yeah.
We all have the power to manifest with our fears, right?
Oh,
and so
boy.
If... we all watch the same media that creates the same fears in us. We're going to manifest that outcome that we don't want. It's just like in the end of Wonder Woman 1984.
Yikes.
And so they got onto the TV screens all over the world and they instill fear into everyone. And then everyone follows the narrative, follows suit to where they're seeking to direct us, right? And everyone believes what they hear in the media, unfortunately. Yeah. So in the movie, you get to see what happens when people are overtaken with fear or greed, you know, and what happens, you know, in the movie, false promises and deceit.
Yeah.
Right. So this premise of getting onto the media and telling people just enough to gain control of them. Really strong with our media. And at this point, you know, in 2022, with enough awake, conscious
Do
people,
you think that's happening?
That people are waking up?
I mean, I keep hearing this, but then I look around, I'm like, really though?
Are
they?
Yeah, people are waking up. And the more honest we are about it with each other, I think the safer we'll all feel to be awake
okay.
and to resist the lies and the deceit.
How can you tell people are waking up?
How can you tell?
I wonder that.
Yeah. So, well, for me, I'm a feeler. I feel people, you know.
So you can feel it.
I can always feel it in people. And like, you know, I mean, I do. Sometimes we could say I see people's auras. So auras
right,
tell a
right.
lot about people. But conversations, you know, conversations. I will be in the grocery store and meet someone and just divinely, kind of synchronously, they will mention something
mm-hmm.
and or ask me a question about what I do or whatever. And then it opens up that conversation. And then that person was an awake person and they just felt something
okay.
in me.
Well, you're bringing pure presence.
Yeah, maybe.
To people.
Maybe so.
That was the cool. I have to stop listening. Eckhart Tolle, you're Eckhart. You're doing something to my brain. I mean, because it's funny. Yeah. I've heard these things in a lot of different formats.
Yeah.
But there's something so simple about some of the stuff he said.
Yeah.
Like this woman was on there asking a question like, how do I deal with my brother who's struggling with all these things and I can't help him because he can't listen to me?
Mm.
And he was like, well, you can't help him, but you can bring pure presence to the moment and just bring the presence.
Yes.
And don't do anything.
And
people actually can change from that.
1,000%.
And I thought that was profound. I was like, what?
I had a client say that exact thing to me. She said that through me modeling pure presence with her when she was spinning and not feeling in control of herself, just me just holding space with her and saying, let's just sit for 5 minutes together in silence.
It's She's crazy. Like,
that was exactly what I needed. And now I give that to myself when I'm spinning.
So hard
through
sometimes.
Us being who we are, what we are, truthfully and honestly and wholly, we model that for others. Mm. And then they start to feel safe to model that for themselves and for others. And it's like a domino effect. It's really
incredible.
And if
you, it logically makes sense. Because if you're in a moment with someone and your ego isn't trying to fix them or help, and you're just literally, that's all out of the way.
Yeah.
And you're just there without any unconscious agenda,
100%,
then that can happen. But I think that trick is so hard to do, probably.
Yeah. But we pick, you know, we pick up things from people, and we can pick up the good, the bad, and all the in between from people.
Okay.
So if we just focus on ourselves being good, clearing our shit, you know, like showing up pure and love, then we can trust that the people that we show up for, they're going to feel that and see that. And even if it's not instant, you know, we're in an instant gratification culture where people want, they want to pop a pill for everything and for it to work instantly. They want people to change instantly. That's not the way it works. It's always a process.
Yeah.
So if you're consistent and you keep showing up as you are for those with love, right? Like unconditional love. My favorite word is grace.
Oh, that's a good word.
Like, I love the word grace
because
it just honors that we're all perfectly imperfect, and I would want to always be accepted and loved for who I am, so I give that to others, right? So for me, if we show up like that, like Wonder Woman in the movie,
I was going to say, isn't that what superheroes do, though?
That's what they do. They always show grace even to the bad guys.
That's like, right.
They
They're
don't
like,
kill them.
No,
they just like,
are
tie
like,
them up
yes.
or like take some metal and wrap it around them or whatever, you know?
I know. She kind of does that with Barbara. Whatever, she becomes this crazy like leopard at the end.
Yeah, leopard. Yeah,
that was crazy.
She
but she that's
like
what she wanted to
things.
Be like,
and she didn't know. So that's like one of the big things about manifesting is let's say Barbara's character is like, I want to be the fastest, the strongest, the this, the that. So then like next thing she knows, she's like some weird amalgamation of like fastest, strongest animals and insects and all these things. She's like, wait, she's not even human anymore.
No, it was nuts.
No, and it's like, well, why do you want that? Like, why do you want to be the fastest or the strongest? Is it to help others? Right? Because Wonder Woman, she just is the strongest, but she had a desire to be the strongest so that she can help and protect women and protect her country. You know.
Yeah, and she's also from another,
another world.
So
exactly.
It's just that she's like Superman. Like, you just happen to be really strong here.
You happen to be really
you're
strong.
You're just like, you're a freak now. Thank you. You're on the planet.
And she just happened to be born with a desire to want to save the world.
I know. What's
like,
that
she was
about?
Born with that.
That's funny, too.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I came in like that, too, as a child. I was like, you know, I want to save the world. Came in like that.
Did you?
Yeah. Totally did.
Yeah, maybe I just want to be saved.
That's okay, too. That's okay,
Please
too.
Please help me. I'm just kidding.
Right? Because, you know, ultimately,
I'm
it's
joking.
Like, why do we want what we want?
Well, and I think that's the really interesting piece.
Yeah.
And I think, actually, to get back into the talking about the movie, we watch Wonder Woman figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because she's so, you know, justice, and she always wants to do what's right.
Yeah.
But I think the most interesting struggle that she goes through is that she unintentionally gets her love of her life back. But then she realizes that this person cannot stay. Like, if she wants to do, to save the world, I mean, whatever, save the world, she's going to have to give up this one thing in her life, the only love in her life, which is what she's saying about it.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of saying, there's so much love out there for you.
Yeah.
Don't put it all on me.
Oof.
Like, you'll find it again. Right? Isn't that what he's saying?
Yes.
And then she has to come to terms with the why. That I thought was kind of interesting, because that why there to me is that she decided that was it for her.
Yes. Yeah.
But then she realizes, like, this will not.
There's an abundance of love in this world.
Mm-hmm. And that, like, maybe that's not the story I've been telling myself may not be true.
Right.
I'm blocking myself from.
To every
pretty cool, and then she,
person listening that wants to manifest love, have you been blocking yourself by remaining fixated on one person?
That's interesting. Wow.
Learn that lesson. So many lessons in this movie.
That's a hard one for people to learn, though.
It is a hard one.
Yeah.
It is a hard one to learn that there's an abundance of love, and that no matter how fantastic and special that person was, that there will be others who are also fantastic.
Because you hear, and you hear about, like, I've had stories like that in my family.
Yeah.
You know, like, I to this day, my grandmother, all my grandparents are gone. But on my dad's side, I remember my grandpa died when I was like 10. So he died kind of early. And everybody, you know, my grandmother moved in with the Italian family. They all, they're all Italian. They all lived together until she's. But the constant story was, she's never been the same since he died.
Aww.
Like, she just didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, she just gave up on living.
Yeah.
Because so why bother?
Very common.
Very common, right?
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a choice.
So that's a choice.
That's a choice. Yeah.
Okay.
But you could choose to believe that there's someone else that's a gift for you, and someone else that's going to be amazing and perfect.
Well,
for you.
I'm living that right now, so
and me as well. And you know, I've loved many times before and lost, and something new and different comes every time. You know, it's really cool. And when we're open, especially when you're open, then you find gifts that you could not have imagined. You know.
So I have a hard question for you.
Yeah.
So what is there? Okay. So if manifesting is part of the theme.
Yeah.
She manifested without even knowing it.
Heck yeah.
And then was kind of stuck with this decision. Even Barbara, who manifested without really knowing it, kind of.
Right.
I mean, I guess and then the whole world gets what they want, and that blows up everything. So should we be going after what we want? Like, how do you balance the manifesting with the acceptance of what is?
I love that.
How do you do that?
I immediately just heard gratitude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's what popped into my mind. That I've been on that kick this morning, actually.
Really?
We have the spring equinox, you know, we just hit.
Right.
And I was walking yesterday just around the neighborhood and seeing, like, all the flowers coming up, and I'm just, like, feeling so grateful. I'm like, oh my God, in the sun, and it was, like, warmer this weekend.
So warm.
Right? And I'm just like, I feel so much better. Right? I feel energized. I feel hopeful. I feel more clear. I'm sleeping better. Like, I just feel good. So when it comes to manifesting and balancing between those two, I feel like, between, you know, being content and present with what you are, and then also balancing wanting more or wanting to strive or do or receive, I feel it's really important to be clear on what it is that you're so grateful for already, and look at it like you're building upon that rather than throwing away everything that you have and chasing after something that you think you want that maybe never have.
Yeah.
Because if it's something that you think you want that you've never had, you may not like that either when you get it, right? So
it won't satisfy.
Right. So I feel like in the present, being really, really grateful for what you have and being excited to build upon it. And big rule of manifesting is know your why. Like, why do you want that?
Do people know their why? Like, I think if you were to ask like a room full of people, they probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't.
Or they think they know.
Right, which means they probably won't be satiated when they get it, right?
How do you figure this? How do you figure that out?
Your why?
Yeah.
You can just ask yourself, like, okay, so I can tell you right now, I want
Let's
a certain
do an example.
Car. I want a nice car.
Okay,
like, I love
Let's
my
go.
Car.
Yes.
I have a Honda Pilot. It's cute. It's white. I love it. Fits six kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's great. But I'm really excited about getting a Mercedes GLS, right? A white one.
That's
I
what
like
you want?
White cars. That's what I want. I also want a Mercedes G-Wagon, right? But I'm not like, I don't expect it right now.
Right.
It's a goal down the line, you know, however many years down the line. It's something that I've always wanted since I was in college. So I love the G-Wagon design. Like, I've studied German industrial design. So when I look at the Mercedes vehicles, for me, I'm looking at it from a design standpoint of how beautiful, clean, like, intentional. You know, someone, I was a designer before.
Right, I remember.
So
yes.
I appreciate design,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I appreciate when someone sits down and they draw out and they draft a design for this beautiful piece of machinery. Right. So for me, I'm like, wow, it has these features. It'll be a party inside of my car. I do dance parties with my kids in my car on the way to school.
That's fun.
So the Mercedes GLS has colored lights. You can sync up with your music.
That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's awesome.
So me and my kids will certainly be having like some glow dance parties in the car. Right. So there's certain things that I think about when I think about these cars. And my Pilot is, like I said, I love my Honda Pilot. It's very basic, does not have features like heated seats or anything. And I love my car.
Mm-hmm.
Has the surf rack on top so you can put the boards on top. But when I got into my partner David's car, he has a Suburban. So I started driving his. At first I was like, oh, it's like a boat. I can't drive it. It's too big, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, the more I drove it, I was like, wow, it does feel like a boat, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Right? So
right.
It feels like kind of like I'm floating. And then I'm like, oh, my God, like, the seats, they're so comfortable and heated when it's cold.
I know. Heated seats have kind of...
Yeah.
I've become, like, too addicted to that now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, like, oh, my God, like, it's freezing outside. We can start the car before we go out.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that. I really like it. Opening up the roof on a nice day and just having the air coming in. And how awesome on our road trips that our kids can watch movies in the
back
seat.
That's cool, yeah.
You know? So it's like all these things that I didn't have in my car, but I'm still happy with my car. But things that I was like, oh, these are fine in his car. I never thought I wanted these things, but they're nice and I appreciate them. And now building upon that experience, I'm like, well, I would love to have the glow lights for the dance party.
So your why is?
The experiences that,
okay.
that I'll be able to
yes.
have with my kids and my family.
Got
in my car, right? It makes it so fun. Fun. I love fun. So a lot of times when I'm manifesting or setting intentions, it's, you know, around the fact that I want to have fun and share it with the people I love. You
That's
know?
Awesome.
I just had that conversation with my 9-year-old Wolf yesterday, and he was telling me how he'd been reading in his, he has a myths and legends book that I
okay.
got him for Christmas, and he was reading the story of King Midas. And he's like, oh, he's like, which is very fitting. For
That's
today.
Where he turns everything that he touches into gold.
Turns everything to gold.
Okay.
And he's like, so he's like, he was so greedy. He wanted to turn everything to gold. He's like, but then it became like he was, if he touched his food, he turned his food to gold. He couldn't eat his food. And then he accidentally turned his wife and his child into
right.
gold. And he was so sad. And he was asking the gods, please return my wife and child to me and I'll give this back. And the gods, my son said, they laughed at him, but then they did restore. And I said, wow, that was really graceful of them. They gave him grace,
oh,
right? There's
yes.
another yeah. opportunity to learn grace because the gods show grace when we make mistakes, when we're ignorant and we just don't know, we're immature. But I thought, wow, you know, that also taps into the movie Wonder
totally,
Woman.
Yeah.
With this whole, like, asking mm-hmm. for so much that you don't even know what you're asking for, right?
I think it's so much of it is just you don't like where you are.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. you want something else.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a culture of next.
We do.
That's how I feel it is. I mean, everything is next.
Yeah.
It's like, that's pretty next. Mm-hmm. Scroll, psh, psh, scroll, you know, scroll, like what scroll. Else is next? Yeah. And it's just nutty, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just getting older or what no. happens to people.
Yeah,
to
I think it's, you know, there are those who are learning right now how fabulous it is to just enjoy the present moment and live it. And then you create these memories.
But are people actually present?
There are people that are.
Like, I really think about this all the time now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you, Eckhart. You've ruined me. Well, because I watch
it. There are people that are. I think it's just a matter of...
I mean, I have trouble, too. And I'm not even looking at this thing. Yeah, like, I could be sitting... I don't even need a screen to fuck me up, honestly.
I know. Your mind
like, I
do
really
it.
Don't. Your like, I could be... My distraction is just stuff. Like, someone's talking to me, and I'm like... Look at that tree. Like,
yeah.
I just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's so present.
But is it, though? But that then I'm not listening. Because I'm just... I'm like...
Yeah.
Then I think I'm doing it right now.
Like, well,
it's
like ADD.
Well, that... Thank you.
Because I have that, too.
Well, no, and I do that all the time.
Me
where
too.
Some, I'm
Me
like,
too. I'll
oh,
be
my
like,
God, a butterfly.
Yep,
and they're like, what? What?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Totally.
I'm trying, but there was a butterfly.
I know.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
I do the same thing.
But so,
that's beautiful, though.
Is it?
It's okay. It's
I guess
okay.
so. I think I do. I have this eagerness now to like really absorb things because it is fleeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It feels like it just goes so, I mean, it does.
And like, you know, when I talked with my son about when we were talking about King Midas and all the things, and we were talking about another myth he brought up, I can't remember which one. Because we went through a lot of god and goddess stories. You know, we went through stories of Hades
That's
and
fun.
Persephone.
I feel like I need to go back through those.
It's
those
so
are cool.
fun. And what we talked about was, you know, when these figures, they want so much in their life, but then they don't have someone to share it with, then they're not happy. And we talked about how much it means to us to have these wonderful things and be able to share it. With others, with each other, with our friends.
It's right? so true. I mean, and maybe that's the upside of Instagram.
Yeah. The connection.
I really have such a
try. There is an upside. Yeah.
I mean, the people are sharing, like, look at me, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I don't, or whatever,
right,
you know?
Right.
Like, check this out.
Yeah.
I have to, like, start finding the positive in social media.
Well, that was me this weekend. Like, we went to go see the band Satsang. I don't know if you saw my story.
I saw it, and I was like, what is that?
And Tim Snyder, the violinist, who's like...
That looked really cool.
Amazing. So, I'd seen Tim Snyder a few years ago, and this time he was the... opening act for Satsang. And
what is Satsang?
He's amazing. So he's like folk reggae yogic music.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm checking it
out.
Yeah,
so just like super high vibe, positive music, very conscious, very aware. So that's the kind of stuff we try to have running in the background in our house, you know, just like subliminally programming our children
that's
to be
funny.
Good humans, you know, with this music. So we went to the show and I'm like, God, there was like very few people there. And I'm like, why aren't more people here? This
right.
is such an incredible performance. And they perform out west. They'll do like the Red Rocks and they'll have like an amphitheater full
oh,
of people,
that's cool,
right?
Yeah.
But we're in this small venue in Pennsylvania and it's like half full, you know, and we're like, what a shame that people are missing out on this. So for us, we're like talking about how we wish more people were there, like people that we know would love and appreciate this music. So we took a few videos and posted them because I was like, man, like people need to see these guys, you know, like I wish I could share this with my friends.
Yeah.
So for me, that was why I posted that. It was like out of the genuine desire to share this beautiful experience that we were having. And I do think that there are others who feel that. I don't think I'm the only one. I think other people feel the same way.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a benefit of social media is like when I look at friends and I see them traveling or going to music shows and I'm like, oh my God, who's that musician? I'm going next time, you know? Or like, I wish my friends were in Sonoma this weekend in California.
And oh, cool.
I was like sad, you know, they were out in San Francisco all over the place and I'm like girlfriends. And I was like, dang, I was supposed to be there, but I just couldn't. And I didn't feel jealous at all. I just felt like so happy that they were together.
Right. Yeah.
And that I had actually connected these two women. And so they were, I was like, send me pictures because I want to feel like I'm with you guys.
Oh, that's cool.
But I knew that they maybe would not have wanted to because they didn't want me to feel jealous or sad that I wasn't there, right?
I see. Yeah.
So that's important that we check in with ourselves too because we can actually control our own reactions with social media. You know, this is a really important message in the movie too. We can control our reactions to other people when they present and share. Right. So if we notice ourselves feel jealous, then we can actually shift that into like feeling excited for someone and sharing that.
That's a good point.
That's what I tell the kids because we have, you know, we have five in our house. So sometimes I'll hear a child say like, no fair, that person got this. Yeah. And I'm like, can you be happy for them?
Yeah, it's true.
Know, that's something that I ask them.
Yeah.
So it's just
it's so funny how we instantly go to this comparison thing.
Yeah.
Based on our like self-worth or
right,
which I think that is right. A big piece of that, which is like
yeah
like I'm not good enough or
exactly.
Why are they better than me,
right?
I'm not.
So there's two things I do with my kids, yeah, which I think is helpful when it comes to manifesting. I'll say when they feel jealous or they feel something was unfair that somebody else got something, I'll say, number one, can you be happy for them? And then number two, can you ask me for what you want?
Oh, very good.
Because if you want what they have, then, you know, think about it. Is that really what you want? And then if it is, can you ask me for it?
Interesting.
Right? So in the movie, it's like, ask for what you want.
And it's I need to watch it again, maybe.
Be mindful.
Yeah, I mean, it is such a comment on what you think you want.
Yeah, totally.
Be careful what you wish for.
You don't
for.
Want somebody to drop dead.
No.
You don't want someone else to suffer. Do you actually want to be famous? You know, like all these things.
Yeah, like what do you really want?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why didn't the lady in the movie say she wanted to be famous? You know, why? Was it because she felt unseen? And then in that
case,
was it actually that she just wanted to be seen, but that, you know, her conditioning from the outside had convinced her that the only way to be seen was to be famous.
Yeah.
You know, but that's personal work. That's dealing with your shit.
It's a real, and listen, this is hard work because we are bombarded by
exactly.
a society that all it does is kind of like, you know, support the opposite.
Yeah.
In work, in career, in, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's a hard thing to go against, which is probably why it does take people so long.
Yeah.
To get to a point where they start thinking about these things.
Yeah. I mean, we're deprogramming.
Because it's very hard to.
Yeah.
It's very hard to.
It is.
And I have been very much challenged over this past year or two mm-hmm. in all sorts of ways.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. Same. Like, you know, relationship, like whatever, marriage, divorce, even like my son, all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the things, which I think, and I don't know. Watch some superhero movies, guys.
Yeah, watch them because, you know, okay, what do the challenges
Seriously,
do?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds silly.
Right? What do the challenges do, though? They make you more super.
They do.
Right? Like Wonder Woman.
Oh, my God.
Beginning.
And you know what's funny? Let me bring, because we're going to probably have to go in a minute.
Yeah.
But, like, there, I forgot about this part in the movie where she starts losing her power.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what? Because she refuses to give it up.
Yeah.
Isn't that why that's happening to her?
Yeah. That's
I was trying
true.
To figure that out. She's not like dramatically losing it, but she's definitely becoming weaker.
Yeah.
Because she refuses to
give up the thing she wished for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Because it depletes her energy, essentially. Yeah.
That was really interesting
that
to me.
That was.
Yeah. And like, I'm always struggling to give it up.
Yeah.
And like, I find how it is interesting that like when people do free themselves.
Right. Ooh.
They are like way more like, what's the word? I don't want to say powerful, but I don't know, at peace.
Yeah, yeah, at peace.
At peace, then if they fight it. I mean, I've been dealing with this with parenting for so long,
mm-hmm.
which is like, what is it really about?
Right.
You know, like, why do I care?
Just let go.
Why do I care if he goes to school or not?
Yeah.
Why?
Let him learn.
What am I upset about?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Like, is that me? Is that my voice? Or is that society?
Right.
And then everybody still does it to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? Working. Well, is he going to do anything? I don't know. What are you doing?
We'll see. He's like 19.
Are you gonna do anything? Like, I kind of get pissed off. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know.
And that's the, like, don't you try to manifest my kid's outcome, you know? Like,
it's
you worry
nutty.
About you.
No, and I actually struggle too because I'm watching even my daughter go through this.
Yeah.
Who's on the opposite end, who's like around, you know, all these very brilliant kids. They're all like... parents on, they've got them on the, you know,
mm-hmm.
look at the schools, we're doing the thing.
Right.
And she wants to do all these things. She wants to look at all these schools. She's very worried about the SAT. And I remember I talked to her recently and I said, like, is this because you want to do those things? Or why are you so worried about all this?
Mm.
Well, I don't know. All my friends' parents have them doing all these things and I feel like I should be doing them.
Like,
but why?
The shoulds. Those are so dangerous.
Right? And it's the comparison thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to be the one.
I love that saying, don't should on me.
I like that
That's
one.
My favorite.
Let's put a bumper sticker
don't
up.
Shit on me.
We'll be selling those next week. Seaside Shaman will be selling Don't Shit on Me bumper stickers and t-shirts. I would buy one of those. Can you please make that merch?
I have a lot of them.
You really should. You can sell that stuff.
A lot of
stuff.
Ideas in here. Yeah,
it's, and then I you know. Just have to, how do you get them out? I don't know. All right.
Seriously.
Well, I mean, do we, what else should we say?
I just think, yeah, watch the movie, learn the power of the media, learn the power of conscious intentions, learn the power of manifesting from the heart, get clear on what you want to feel, who you want to share it with. Like, we're all creating right now, and the movie is a great representation of a reality that we're facing. And set positive intentions for our world.
Yeah,
our
right?
world needs it.
Yeah.
Our world needs it.
Yeah.
Our world needs everyone to be aware of their power.
I know. I have one little, God, Eckhart, I'm really quoting you today.
Yeah, I love it.
He was saying something about, somebody asked him, I guess at the time it was like a live audience and it was during Occupy Wall Street.
Oh.
And he said something funny. He said, he's like, I remember, he said,
do it
so,
in his voice.
Oh, shoot, I forgot how to do it.
Oh, my God.
I can't do
I
it
love
now.
When you
I
do his
do
voice.
Oh, he's, I wish I could do it now. No, I just lost it. He was
right,
saying, he's like, the Buddhist monks, they went and they meditated at the protests. And he said, people asked them, the news reporter said, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And he said, and they said, we're occupying the present moment. Right? And I was like, that's hilarious.
We
like,
need to do that.
Right. So they're all protesting.
Yes.
And he's like, we're just here occupying the moment.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
I thought, wow.
Amen
okay.
to that. Right. Put right, our
I'm
attention
getting,
to
I'm
what we
I'm getting the
want.
Cut sign from Tom over
All
here.
All right. Put
no,
your attention to what we want for our world. World peace.
Yeah. Let's stop
let's
being
manifest
so.
Manifest that.
Yeah. Let's just. And it's spring. So how can you not feel positive?
Yeah. Seriously.
Right.
Everybody go get a Centrine and every day set
I
your
need
intentions
to get,
for world peace.
Okay. Maybe
Boom.
I need to do that.
That's our takeaway from
Maybe
the movie.
You get more from, you know, wanting good for other people.
You do.
Then for stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Stuff can be fun, but it's really fun when it's shared.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's experiences, really.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So share your fun stuff.
Share the love.
Manifest
everybody.
Fun stuff so you can share
Put
it.
On your Wonder Woman outfit and just work it.
Work it.
Work it. All right. Well, I hope I can have Aww. You back. This was fun.
Totally.
Please send me requests, anything. I would love to talk about more superhero movies.
Yeah, I'm always down.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Love to talk about movies all the time. Doctor Strange. Everybody watch Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, my God. Is
oh.
that next?
Okay, next one. Next one, for sure.
Talk about the multiverse. I also heard the new Spider-Man deals with the multiverse.
They did. Actually, shit, we should have talked about the multiverse.
Yeah, next episode.
All right, we're going to have... You'll be back, for sure.
Back.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.